All right, let's. I think we've got Heather. Heather, are you there now?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. I've been teasing. I told Frank and the boys that you've got a special announcement today. I think you guys have just put it out. You know, Heather does a lot of stuff, Frank, but, you know, she started out selling cars. You know, she's in the car business, not really selling cars, but promoting the selling cars. Yes. But, Roger, she's got a new announcement today that's breaking news, that this is a new adventure for Heather Baker. Heather, give us a scoop on what you have new going on in your life that we're all going to be able to watch here soon.
Well, it's pretty exciting. So if you love the iconic show Dallas, you know, from 78 to 92 and the reboot in the 90s with Josh Henderson, there is going to be a spinoff called The Big D. And it's produced by Evan Ross, which is Diana Ross's son, and Greg Carney of Film Mafia Entertainment. And Ryan and I have been cast as ourselves, kind of like an entourage role. So I'll be playing a media mogul from Arkansas. And we have adopted one of the main characters of the show when he was a young child. So it's going to be called The Big D. It's going to launch sometime, they're saying, either the end of this year or beginning of next year. And there's going to be so many spinoffs of it. They're going to have to do the backstory of it, get everybody caught up to where King Oil, which will be Larry Hagman, passed away and the reading of his will. I mean, it's so exciting. And people ask me a million questions, you know, I don't know all the details of it. I show up when I'm told to show up. I do what I'm told to do. But, I mean, it is so exciting. We have Steve Tamburlio, Taman Sirsak, which is from Pretty Little Liars. And, you know, talking about Clinton all morning, his nephew, Tyler Clinton, is in the show with us. And we have some incredible cast. Of course, Evan is going to play in there. Evan Ross will play a character. And they have the big, big characters that are going to be released in probably around November, and they're all well-known names. Everybody knows. There's going to be so many roles. But what's so cool about this, David, is Greg is really wanting that just natural role that people are who they are, and that's like the entourage playoff. So that's why, you know, Ryan and I are playing ourselves, because he wants us to be super authentic. And, you know, I'm playing the mom or the, you know, a son. Of course, I have one, so it comes very natural to me. But, I mean, it's super exciting to see where this is going to go. I mean, it's already set for 3 seasons. This will be a series, and it will stream.
Yeah, so that's what that, because that's the next thing. So first of all, Frank, are you saying that you and Ryan are the, you guys have adopted Larry Hagman's son or grandson, or no?
Well, no. So Larry Hagman's son's name is John Ross. And John Ross is going to have had a twin. He's going to have that twin that was given up at birth. His name is Jack. And we have adopted him. When we adopted him, we had no idea that he had any relation to the Ewing family.
Okay.
And so he's been living with us in Hot Springs since he was 5 years old. And so when King Oil, per se, Larry Hagman, dies, and we find out that he has become the richest oil mogul in the world.
Gotcha. All right, now let me ask you this. Where will people be able to watch this, Heather? Where is this? What's the platform this is going to be shown on?
Well, from what I understand currently, now some of this can change. This is all new information, and I'm getting it as a lot of people are getting it. You know how they did The Chosen? They aired it in the movie theaters, and they did the backstory of it, and then they showed the couple of the shows. They do that every season with the launch of The Chosen. They're going to do that. So this will launch, supposedly right now, that's the plan, is it'll launch in movie theaters with the backstory and get people caught up. And then from what it is right now and planned, it's supposed to be on Prime.
All right, Roger Scott, you're the actor here.
Wow, that's
how about that? So
that
Heather goes from
incredible.
From a
that's pretty exciting.
Magazine publisher now listen, Roger, any tips you need to give Heather from an acting?
Obviously not.
Roger, tell me what to do.
Right.
Now, how many episodes have you shot already, Heather?
Well, when we're filming currently, we don't know where they'll go, we've filmed for many, 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 many days. I know that we have a 4-week series coming up where we'll be going in and out of from Hot Springs to Dallas. I know that we obviously have to get Jerry Jones on there because he's been a big part of the Dallas show in the past. So we're excited to do that with him. But, you know, it'll be interesting how they do this. I had no idea, but some of the big stars, they have them for like a week. and they film 12-hour days, and they get, you know, they'll get a whole season of shows
sure.
from that one week,
yeah.
and then they put it
right.
all together. So then we'll be on call to be in those scenes with some of those actors. And then how, you know, Greg and Evan put this together with the producing of it. That's how, it, you know, it'll all come out.
Well, the, you know, Frank, did you ever see the scene with Jerry Jones? Was that Landman?
Landman, yeah.
Landman.
Roger, was that, I mean, it was impressive.
He did really good.
I mean, it was like he was just being honest.
I don't think they even rehearsed it.
Yeah, he just, it was almost, and I thought for a minute, it was almost like he was telling the true story. Because what are you talking
he
about?
Was.
His daughter? He was, I mean,
no,
he said, I bought this team.
He talked about his life.
Yeah.
He talked about his life. It was his story.
Yeah.
You know, he said, Frank?
He basically said, I bought this team for my whole family to be involved with, you know, just told a story about his family.
I think people were trying to figure out if this was acting or if it was just being honest.
It was part of the movie, but it was actually a true story.
I know.
He switched up a few of them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Exactly.
But I'm going to tell you, Roger, it was pretty darn compelling, wasn't it?
It was very good, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I think about that? We may need to show a clip of that at the Clinton.
Is Heather going to have the 5x7 headshots now when she goes out for people to sign whenever she's out? Is that what you're going to do, Heather?
Actually, we went with Josh Henderson is who plays John Ross and Jack. And we went with him out last time, and people were already asking questions where we were going. It was very interesting, and they had us in a private area, and there was a line of people coming up. And Ron and I are looking at each other like, what have we got ourselves into? So it will definitely be a very interesting dynamic. And, you know, Josh, he played John Ross on the reboot. He was in Desperate Housewives. He was in 90210. I mean, I think he has like 70 movies. But he says when you're in the South, it is a whole different ball game because of how much people love that iconic series of Dallas.
Yeah. Frank, did you watch Dallas back in the day?
No.
Did you? Roger, you did.
Oh, sure.
You? RJ, did
oh,
you?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah. Zippy, did you watch it? I did not watch it because you know why? Wasn't it on Friday nights?
Because, I watched all the reruns. So,
okay, yeah. Let's say I remember the state championship or state playoffs when I was hurt. I remember going up into the stands watching a game and they go, "Did you hear?" Or something like, "We know who shot JR. We're going to find out who shot JR." Wonder how big of a deal that was.
Shower scene, all that kind of stuff.
Have you visited South Fork?
I have not. Have you?
It's super cool.
Is like, it? Have
yeah.
you been there? Frank,
yeah.
have you been there to South Fork? Roger, have you been there?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
It was just, all they did was just show that as in the open. They never used that as part of the.
I think they used pieces of it.
Oh, yeah,
Dave.
They shot there all the time.
They had a Hollywood set that they did a lot of it on, but I think there was like certain rooms and things that they actually did stuff in.
What were you saying, Heather?
They shot there a lot. Yeah, they shot the reboot there all the time. We've actually been shooting there as well.
Gotcha.
So it's
okay.
actually there. Now, it's a lot smaller. This is a crazy story, but this is how this all came together at the beginning is when I was meeting with a producer about another movie, the ringtone of my phone is a theme song to Dallas because it's such a like iconic part of my childhood. And when I was a kid, every summer my dad would take me to Dallas. Well, it's actually Plano. We would go to Plano, and that's where South Fork is located. And I would buy him a little plat of land. So they would sell like these 2x2 plats for, and I would buy them for his birthday. And it was like such a memorable experience. And I was telling that story. But yeah, they have a lot of scenes that they have actually there, and they use the grounds a lot. But the owner of that still loves people to come out and experience, you know, that iconic scene there at South Fork.
Well, congratulations to you and Ryan.
Yeah.
That's exciting. You know, Frank usually gives a review of some kind of series he's watching. So
all right, ready.
I can't wait.
I tell you what, since we've used this segment today, why don't you just go ahead, you know, you can go to aymag.com, right, Heather, for all the events happening this weekend.
Sure.
Anything, any one big thing that we need to know about besides all the high school football going on and college football around the state?
No, I mean, we've got the Mount Chicken Fry, you know, the chicken picking and
chicken.
You know, that's going on this weekend. Mount Nebo, we've got the chuck wagon races. We've talked about that every year for like the last 5 years.
Yep.
You know, that's definitely iconic. But, you know, we have all the music lineup, every sporting event, and every event around the entire state on aymag.com. And we'll have that on our social media platforms as well for everybody to check out.
Now, will we, at the Touchdown Club, will we have to give extra seats now for Heather's security?
For her security detail. We'll have Clinton's security, we'll have Jerry's, and now we will have Heather and Ryan's security.
All right, Heather.
I think it's pretty obvious that next year she will be one of the speakers.
All right, Heather. Well, thanks. Have a great
thanks,
weekend.
Thanks, Heather.
David, I have to say real quick, the best part of last week was me getting to hug Frank Fletcher's neck at the Touchdown Club. So it was great to see him.